Having discussed the need to destroy part of your vineyard if a foreign plant was intentionally planted or maintained, Mishnah Vav in our parak now takes a look at what exactly it means to maintain a foreign plant in your vineyard. Obviously, in a case where, you know, some accident, look, you're talking about a massive vineyard, clearly seeds are going to blow in, and later Mishnahs are going to discuss, you know, exactly what the situation is or how these accidents can occur. Clearly, in a situation where some foreign greens or grains are growing in your vineyard, everybody understands that this is not your fault, and therefore you are not responsible for destroying or uprooting a tremendous amount of your vineyard. However, this Mishnah Vav, is going to deal with exactly what it means to maintain, even if you didn't intentionally plant something in your vineyard, what does it mean to intentionally maintain that foreign grain in your vineyard? So without further ado, here is our Mishnah Vav. Haro'eh yarak bakerem va'omer. So you see a green in your vineyard, and you say, Keshagya lo tenu mutar. So you see some foreign green in your vineyard, you didn't plant it intentionally, and you say, when I get there, I'm going to uproot it, then that's permitted. So you're working along your row of vines, and you look up, way up, you know, and you see, oh wow, there's something, some foreign greens growing near one of your vines. You don't have to drop everything and run to that spot and, you know, dig up the green, but you have to say, hey, you know, as I'm working up this row, when I get to it, I'm going to uproot it. And according to the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, this is mutar. However, if the owner of the vineyard says, "Kishachzor alaktenu im hosif b'matayim asur." However, if he says, "Listen, when I come back, when I return, I'll pick it," then even if it grows 200th. It is usher. So again, if you are working up the row, you know, you have, let's say, a big vineyard, and you're just going row by row, and you don't want to miss anything, or you don't want to forget to tend the grapes growing in front of you, then you can say, look, when I get up to that section, I'm gonna uproot it, then that's fine. However, if when you're up at that section, you say, gosh, you know what, I just want to get all my vines done, and I'll just, once I get the whole vineyard done, then I'm gonna come back and uproot this, then if it even grows a tiny little bit whatsoever while you're gone, then according to the Mishnah, the whole situation is usur, and you would have to uproot all the vines around this foreign plant. There are several, different ways of understanding what the matayim is, like how you get to a 200th amount. Ultimately, it's suffice to say that it's not a very large amount, and clearly the Mishnah wants you to uproot the green as quickly as possible. There are suggestions of either uprooting a similar plant from somewhere else and weighing it, and then weighing it again, you know, on the hour until you see how much moisture it's lost. Alternatively, you can say that you take a different plant that's still growing and wait a certain amount of time to see the next time, you know, it grows. There are different ways of dealing with it, but ultimately you don't have a great deal of time before you need to go back and uproot the foreign plant. Mishnah Zion explains, now actually goes back and talks about the idea of what the halacha is for various seeds which actually fall into your vineyard and grow, right? Again, assuming that it's a beshogeg, we understand that there's no immediate action that needs to be taken, like you can't run around constantly protecting your vineyard from foreign grains blowing in from somewhere else. So our Mishnah discusses this idea. Haya over bakerem v'na'aflu miminu zra'im. So if you're wandering through your vineyard and some seed sort of just falls by him or near him, o sheyatzu im hazvalim, o im hamayim, or it falls, some additional seeds sort of come out with some dung, which obviously is going to be used for fertilizer or water, hazareya, and a planter v'si'arto haruach lachrav. A planter was planting and some of the seed blew out behind him. Mutar, it's permitted. So any situation where you're walking through your vineyard, some seed actually falls out of your pocket maybe, or there's some seeds that fall out that's mixed in with the fertilizer or with water, or somebody's, planting somewhere else and the wind blows out the seed from behind. In all these cases, it's mutar. If, however, si'artu haruach lefanav, Okay, if wind blew the seed out in front of him. Okay, so in other words, again, I am standing there looking at my vineyard and the wind is gusting behind me and I see seed blowing into the vineyard. So clearly at this stage, halakhically at least, it's considered as if I planted foreign seed in the vineyard. But of course, it's going to be impossible for me to find the seeds right away, right? Like in other words, okay, so I saw the seeds blowing into the vineyard and what I should do is, according to our previous mission, is run in there and get them all before they can grow. But obviously it's going to be impossible to find these seeds in the vineyard. So what do you do? Rabbi Akiva says, Im asavim yofach, ve'im aviv enapet, ve'im hevia dagan tidalek. So Rabbi Akiva says, if it grows as grass, then you have to turn it, right? You have to till it. And if it's grain, then and it begins to ripen, then you have to break open the ears. You have to shake out the grains of ears. And if it actually gets to producing grain, then you have to burn it. So once you've accidentally, once seeds have actually been blown into your vineyard, but you have seen them blown into your vineyard, and therefore it is as if you intentionally let them go there, but there's no practical way of your being able to find the seeds right now, then Rabbi Akiva lets us know how you can halachically show that you did not want these things growing in your vineyard, and either you have to till the young grasses or the young greens that are growing, or you have to break open the ears of corn, or you actually have to, well, I don't know why I said corn, you know, the ears of the grains of wheat or corn or whatever, and if, however, it's produced full grain, then you have to burn it. And that way you indicate clearly that you never wanted these things in your vineyard to begin with, and you do not have to uproot any of the vines surrounding these foreign greens or grains or whatnot.